Patient name, first name Wesley, W-E-S-L-E-Y. Last name Webb, W-E-B-B. Date of birth is 2-9-06. Date of service, 5/30/23. This is a 17-year-old male patient who returns today with a reoccurring rash that has been on his forehead. He actually was seen by me approximately 3.5 weeks ago. I had written a steroid cream for treatment. Apparently, he had no successful improvement using that steroid cream. Approximately a week later, he came back, and another physician had seen him and interpreted that rash more of fungal in nature, period, new paragraph. This fungal cream was applied to the forehead and other various areas of the face and neck, and a patient verbalizes some improvement with that. Also was given Lamisil 250 for a daily basis for a short time, period, new paragraph. Today he returns. He still has the same rash, although improved. Although today it is resembling more of an impetigo with a honey-crusted coating at various blotchy areas on the forehead, smaller areas of the face as well, and bilateral neck, period, new paragraph. No fevers, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no body aches, no other issues. Period, new paragraph, blood pressure 125/70, pulse 101, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, oxygenation 99%, current weight 116. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications reviewed, medical history, diabetes type 1, surgical history, negative social history. Lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. There is the obvious rash that I've described above on the forehead, bridge of the nose, as well as right and left sides of the cheek in various smaller areas, approximately dime-sized. He also has that on bilateral neck area as well. He does not describe it as being highly pruritic, period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal around, react to light, ears within normal limits, oral pharyngeal area clear, neck soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy, heart all within normal limits, positive S1, positive S2, normal rate and rhythm, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Dermatitis rash now indicative of what appears to be resembling a possible tinea, because he did get some improvement with an antifungal medication. However, in various areas, it does look as though it has a honey-crusted covering and resembling more like impetigo, period and a paragraph. Patient will continue the tinea medications, as well as now starting on amoxicillin 875 BID times 10 days. He returns back to clinic in another 8 days, a week from this Thursday.